Do you want to raise your board scores? Med School Coach has tutors who have scored 260 or higher on the USMLE, and on average, they've raised student scores by an impressive 23 to 55 points on the USMLE. Whether it's for the USMLE or the Comlex, Med School Coach is here to offer our listeners 10% off of their services. If you go to medschoolcoach.com/MFG, you will receive 10% off of your custom-made package for the boards.
Hey everyone, this is Sean. Welcome to the Bad Flash Go question of the day. Today I have a multiple choice question for you. Which of the following conditions involving an acute DVT PE requires an IVC filter? Is it A hemodynamically unstable patient with a PE? B, a massive proximal DVT with limb ischemia or severe symptoms? C, a DVT in a patient on anticoagulation or with a contraindication to a thrombolytic? Or D, a proximal DVT with minor symptoms? This is a tough one, but the answer is C. A patient with a DVT on anticoagulation or the contraindication for anticoagulation or thrombolytics must get an IVC filter. Let's briefly go through these answer choices. With A, we have a hemodynamically unstable patient with a PE. First thing that comes to mind with hemodynamically unstable, blood pressure, right? If you have a very low blood pressure, I'm thinking below systolic of 80, that's unstable. With a PE, this patient is going to get a thrombolytic. Likewise, with the second answer choice here, with a massive proximal DVT with severe symptoms or limb ischemia, that patient's also going to get a thrombolytic. Now, the last answer choice, a proximal DVT with minor symptoms, this patient actually would benefit from immediate delivery of factor 10A inhibitor. I'll give a quick follow-up question here, and this might be tough as well, but how fast do you think factor 10A inhibitors work? And the answer is with an onset between 2 and 4 hours, okay? Whereas the thrombolytics are going to work a lot faster than that. Alrighty, this was a tough question today. Make sure you go back and understand those different answer choices and understand the different types of scenarios where a patient may have a DVT PE and what type of treatment they should get. Alrighty, thank you so much for joining in today. Please stop by for tomorrow's MedFlash Go question of the day.
These questions are powered by MedFlash Go, the first voice-based interactive medical question bank currently available on Alexa. To get access to your first 50 free questions, go on to your Alexa application and search MedFlash Go in the skills section. To learn more details, go to medflashgo.com and check out our frequently asked questions section. These questions were creatively designed by medical students and physicians for the purpose of education and does not replace health information given from your health professionals. We have tried our best to make sure the information is accurate, so please let us know if you find any errors and we will be sure to correct them.